All right, and once again, we are so excited to have Brother Miguel that's going to be sharing some great testimonies of what the Lord is doing with his family right now. Ya tenemos hermano Miguel que va a dar unos testimonios poderosos, grandes de lo que el Señor está haciendo en su familia. Aleluya. Y con eso, hermano Miguel, se lo va a dar a usted. Y por favor, recuérdese para pausar cada vez en cuando para que yo pueda traducir al inglés. You'll be in English and I'll be in Spanish for the Miguel, or how did you want to do that?
Hermano, for the verses, los voy a leer en inglés y en español. I'm going to read them in English and Spanish, so that I'll pause.
That's fine, Brother Miguel.
I'll probably do it in English for the main
that's
part,
fine.
Brother.
That's fine. If you're going to read the verses in English, I can actually read them in Spanish unless you have them side by side ready to go. Then that's fine,
too. I have them side by side, Brother.
Wonderful, wonderful. Then you got it. Okay, Brother Miguel, go ahead and share with us all the great things that the Lord is doing in your family and whatever else is on your heart.
Yes, sir. God bless everyone. Dios los bendiga. I just wanted to share with everyone first and foremost that, you know, to God be the glory, and I'm so honored and thankful to be asked to speak this evening, and I just want to give thanks to God.
Queremos dar gloria a Dios por todo lo que el Señor está haciendo en nuestra familia, y es un honor que me han pedido de dar mi testimonio esta noche.
And I know that God's ways are not my ways, and his thoughts are not mine, and so this is to give him glory only. Yo sé que los pensamientos de Dios no son mis pensamientos, ni lo que él hace, pues no lo entendemos, pero esto es para darle gloria a él.
Tremendo, tremendo. You did it good. Great job, Brother Miguel.
With that, con esto quiero leer de Juan 15, capítulo 15, verso 2.
We're going to be reading from John chapter... Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
John chapter 15, verse number 2. Todo pámpano que en mí no lleva fruto lo quitará, y todo aquel que lleva fruto lo limpiará para que lleve más fruto. And I'm going to read in English. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And I want to focus on the last part. Me quiero enfocar en lo último de ese verso, de que Dios lo va a limpiar y para llevar más fruto. And I want to focus on the part where it says he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And talking about evangelism, hablando de evangelismo, when it, even with what happened yesterday, con lo que pasó ayer, my family has been, I've been talking to them for quite a long time and trying to reach to them for you know, since I first got baptized over a decade ago now. Quería yo le he estado hablando a mi familia, a mis hermanas, a mi mamá por casi ya 10 años desde que yo me bauticé sobre la palabra de Dios y para enseñarle lo que Dios ha hecho. And I was trying to do it by my will and trying to show them just by my will. I'll just say it that way. Lo quería hacer a mi manera y sin Dios. And con mi orgullo, I wanted to do it my way, and it was, you know, pride, and it was so many other things that were involved, that showing them the word, but I didn't have God's love in it. Les enseñaba la palabra, pero no tenía el amor de Dios en él. And these last few years, God has been dealing with me since I got the Holy Ghost. Esos últimos años, desde que recibí el Espíritu Santo, Dios ha tratado conmigo. Y me ha estado preparando y enseñando, and he's been showing me and leading me, and with that, when the Easter drama started, you know, my wife and I made a commitment to God 2 years ago during COVID, that we were going to serve him no matter what, and we were going through a trial, and we lost the child, but we said, God, no matter what, we will serve you. Hace 2 años, nosotros, mi esposa y yo, nos cometimos a... Hicimos una promesa con Dios de que, pase lo que pase, lo íbamos a servir, porque perdimos un hijo durante el COVID, y le dijimos a Dios, no importa, vamos a servirle hasta el fin. And when that happened, we, you know, evangelism began. a year later. Evangelismo empezó el año siguiente, and we were committed because we wanted to talk to people about what God was doing in our lives and in our church, and just share God's glory, share God's testimony and with everyone. Queríamos enseñarles y hablar con la gente y evangelizarle a la gente de todo lo que Dios ha hecho en nuestra vida, testificarle a la gente lo que Dios había hecho en nuestra vida durante el año que empezó todo lo del evangelismo. Y la cosa que, la razón que hablo de que Dios limpiará para que lleve más fruto, the part where I spoke about where he purges that it may bring forth more fruit, I look at it as we've been growing and God's been, you know, allowing things to happen in our lives, and we've been focused and committed to God and not letting any setback, anything happening in us causes a stumble in our walk. It's built our faith. We've become more firm in our faith and doing God's will. Todo lo que ha pasado en este año durante el evangelismo y las pruebas que nos han llegado y las dificultades, nos hemos agarrado de Dios y de su voluntad. Y en eso, Dios nos está enseñando y nos está honrando en muchas maneras. Él está haciendo una obra muy grande. God is doing a great work, and it came out of nowhere, to be honest. I was at a point where I had already been like, you know what, God, I love my family. Whenever it happens, it's your will. I had almost given up. And I'll be honest. Voy a ser franco, que casi me di por vencido con mi familia porque ya le habíamos hablado por mucho tiempo y no estaban recibiendo. So I was talking to my family and they were receiving it. So I had lost hope in a way for just a little bit. But then when they asked me to come out in the drama, cuando me preguntaron para subir el drama y empezamos a evangelizar más y ver cómo Dios estaba trabajando en la drama y en los saliendo a la calle a evangelizar y dar testimonios ahí, viendo cómo Dios estaba trabajando, yo sentía que algo grande iba a pasar con la iglesia. When we went out just evangelizing and continue to, you know, testify and going out on, you know, Holy Ghost and fire and just doing God's will, in the drama, I knew that God was going to do something great in our church. I just didn't know it was going to be, you know, with many people's families, but mine included. So yo no sabía que Dios iba a hacer algo grande con mi familia y con las familias de otra gente que también están viniendo, y le doy gloria a Dios. So it started with my mom. Empezó con mi mamá. After the drama, I had invited her to the drama saying, hey, God, you know, do your will. I just want her to come. Le había dicho a Dios, voy a invitar a mi mamá. Usted haga su voluntad, no la mía. No me voy a enfocar en ella. Yo estoy enfocado en las almas que están aquí de visitantes. I was saying to myself, God, I'm not focused on my mom. She's coming, but I'm focused on the other souls. I don't want to be selfish. I want to be there for all the souls that are there that need you. And I'm going to be praying after the drama to help them receive the Holy Ghost. Ya me había decidido que nomás me iba a enfocar en otras almas, no mi mamá. She asked to be baptized. Ella dijo, me puedo bautizar. Ese día Dios la tocó y decidió que se iba a bautizar sin que yo le dijera, sin nada. I hadn't asked her. I prayed with her for a little bit, but I just told her, you know, God loves you, Mom, and he's going to forgive you. You just have to forgive yourself. And she was baptized that day, and I was in awe. Mi mamá le dije, Dios te ama y te perdonará, mamá. Usted perdónese. Y después me fui y ella se fue y le dijo, y dijo, me quiero bautizar, y se bautizó. And in that moment, she was baptized. I know that chains in our family started to be broken. There's a lot of pain in my sisters and my family from, you know, life and life without God. las cuando se bautizó mi mamá, se quebraron cadenas de generaciones de la familia, porque hay mucho, mucho dolor con mis hermanas, con mi mamá, por la vida sin Dios que habían vivido. And so for her to do that out of obedience and out of trust in God, I know that God began to work there. Ella haciéndolo por obediencia y teniendo fe en Dios, yo supe ya que iba a empezar un trabajo ahí con ella y con mi familia. My sister came with her, backtracking to my other sister. Primero vino mi hermana Erica. My sister Erica came first on that Friday, and she saw it, and God touched her and dealt with her. And she told my mom and my other sister, Andrina, who just received the Holy Ghost on Sunday, to come. Mi hermana Erika fue el viernes y ella la tocó tanto el drama de que ella le dijo a mi mamá y mi hermana, tienen que ir a verlo. Y entonces por eso ellas fueron el domingo a verlo. Mi hermana Andrina es la que recibió el Espíritu Santo el domingo pasado. So with all of that, after that, my sister felt God. She's like, we're going to start coming to church. My sister Andrina with my mom. Mi hermana Andrina, después del drama, le dijo a mi mamá, ¿sabes qué? Vamos a venir cada domingo a la iglesia. And they made a commitment with each other and with God. Ellos hicieron un pacto entre ellas y con Dios que se iban a dar ánimo a venir. No importa lo que pase, van a venir. They made that promise to each other, and with God, you know, with God saying, we're going to go to church no matter what, and we're going to push each other to go. And they've been coming every week, and they only could come to one service because my mom works at night, and my sister, the schedules make it hard for them to be able to come. She works in a grocery store. No pueden venir los domingos por la noche porque mi mamá trabaja en una tienda de un mercado, y su horario siempre es de noche, y es que por eso no puede venir las dos veces, pero ellas ya las dos van a estar viniendo cada domingo. Y cuando mi hermana Dios empezó a trabajar en ella con las predicaciones del hermano Deathridge, las enseñanzas que estaban pasando los domingos, la estuvieron tocando estas últimas dos semanas. My sister and my mom both, not only Brother Deathridge's preaching, but the teachings that were happening were touching them. And I'll make the what happened to my sister a quick little testimony on what happened. Voy a decir lo que le pasó a mi hermana rapidito para un testimonio rápido. She had Sunday when Brother Roseberry taught on doctrine. El domingo cuando el hermano Roseberry habló dio la enseñanza de la doctrina. Mi hermana tuvo un sueño en la mañana ese día de que estaban separando a gente en dos líneas. My sister had a dream that people were getting split into two lines. One line was people going, and they were able to do whatever they want, live however they want, and they looked like they're having fun, and all her friends were going that way. Una de las líneas donde estaba la gente yéndose, toda la gente estaba haciendo lo que querían y como quisieran hacer lo que quisieran hacer, y se miraba como que estaban felices, y él miraba a sus amigos ahí. And on the other line, where she was getting sent to, there was peace, there was joy, but she felt like there was some kind of order and doctrine that she had to obey. En la otra línea donde la estaban poniendo ella se sentía paz, sentía gozo, pero sentía como que había reglas o orden de doctrina que la guiaban. They would guide her. And she was telling herself in her dream, I don't want to be here. I want to go with my friends. I want to go over there. But she couldn't. She was there and she was happy. Ella estaba diciendo, me quiero ir con mis amigos, quiero ir para allá, se ven, pero no podía, y ella se sentía en paz, se sentía gozo ahí. Y se despertó y le dijo a mi mamá, en lo que estaba manejando la iglesia, le dijo a mi mamá de lo que soñó, y pues no sabía qué quería decir hasta que vino la enseñanza. She woke up and she got ready for church. She woke up a little late and she was kind of rushing, but as she was driving, she shared the dream with my mom. And when she got to church, she realized what the dream was because God brought it to her attention when Brother Rosemary taught on doctrine, and there's only two ways, the doctrine or the doctrines, which the doctrine is of the apostles and of God, and the doctrines are of the devil. Mi hermana no res, Dios le dio la revelación en la iglesia cuando el hermano Rosemary habló de la doctrina de los apóstoles, que es de Dios, y las doctrinas que son del demonio, del diablo. Y en cuanto escuchó eso del hermano, se lo trajo a la memoria y rapidito le dijo a mi mamá, mamá, es lo que soñé. When Brother Rosemary said those words, it brought it to her, directly to her attention, and she told her, my mom, mom, that's what I dreamt. This is it. God is talking to me. And my mom told my sister, tell your brother. Mi mamá le dijo a mi hermana, dile a tu hermano después. My sister had other moments where we had spoken and it was preached about, and she would be like, my brother must be telling the preacher. Mi hermana había tenido momentos conmigo que habíamos hablado así personalmente, y luego predicaban sobre esto, y ella decía, a lo mejor le dijo el predicador. Pero esta vez no podía decir eso porque nadie más que mi mamá le había contado el sueño. This was the time that she had no one, she couldn't say anything other than, I talked to my mom about it, but no one else. And I told her, God is talking to you, sister. Yo le dije a mi hermana, Dios te está hablando y te lo está revelando. So, esa semana fue hace 2 semanas, 2 weeks ago, that's what happened. This past weekend, and that weekend I told her, God is dealing with your heart. And she told me, I have a lot of pain in my heart, a lot of things in my heart that I don't know if I can let go on my own. And I told her, with God, you can do it. And when you give yourself to God, you get the Holy Ghost, you'll see. Me decía mi hermana, tengo tanto en mi corazón y no lo puedo soltar porque yo le he dicho, si le entregas todo a Dios, que está en tu corazón los dolores, Él te los quitará. Y me dijo, pero es que no sé si puedo. Le dije, Dios, con Dios todo se puede. La semana siguiente tuvo un estudio con la hermana Courtney y se trató del corazón. Y esto fue el jueves. On the following week, she had a Bible study with Sister Courtney on Thursday, and it was about the heart, and she was sharing a lot of it with her. And then come Mother's Day, she came in and she listened to the sister just talk about the heart, and just she knew that God was talking to her. Vino el Día de las Madres, después de haber tenido el estudio y haber hablado de su corazón y escuchar a la hermana hablar sobre el corazón y dárselo a Dios y cómo Dios te restaura el corazón. Y ella supo que Dios estaba hablando con ella y recibió el Espíritu Santo ese día. She received the Holy Ghost that day. She gave it all to God, and now she knows God is real. And ahora sabe que Dios es real. And not only did that, happen, no nomás pasó eso, pero before that we had two major trials, two major things that happened in our family that almost something tried to take the joy out of me seeing my mom being baptized and see God
Yes,
start
yes,
working.
yes.
Algo trató de tomar el gozo que tenía yo la semana anterior, cuando mi mamá se bautizó por el día de Pascua, pero cómo de grande es Dios y cómo Él nos ha ayudado a madurar y crecer en su palabra y amarlo y ver que todo está para su gloria. The trial that happened that week, and this is just to show how great God is and loving, and how He is purging all the things in us to make us bear more fruit, or to help us bear more fruit. Él sí nos está limpiando para que podamos dar más fruto, porque antes el ex esposo de mi, el papá de mi hija mayor falleció esa noche. My oldest daughter's father passed away, was murdered that evening. And I know my wife's okay with sharing this this part of the testimony because it's all for God's glory. But that Sunday night, we found out Monday morning, and we woke up full of joy, you know, like still in unbelief, that not unbelief, but in just gratefulness of God. And just God is so good, because my uncle passed away a few days later, but God showed me that he's in control, because now seeing my sister receive the Holy Ghost a week later, and now she's going to get baptized. My other sister texted me out of nowhere saying she that received the Holy Ghost a year earlier, she wants to get baptized. Cuando falleció el papá de mi hija, y luego mi tío falleció unos días después, Dios me enseñó cómo de grande es él, porque viendo a mis hermanas y queriendo bautizarse, ya tienen el Espíritu Santo, sé que Dios está haciendo una obra. Y con lo que está pasando, nos está enseñando a mi esposa y a mí que estamos más fuertes con Él, y con Él podemos hacer todo. With what happened has shown us that with God we can do anything, and He's given us the strength. And the last thing I'm going to say is this other verses in John chapter 15, where in verse number 5, the last part says, "If ye abide in me and my..." No, I'm sorry. "For without me, you can do nothing." Sin él no podemos hacer nada. Si estamos con él, if we abide in him, we can do anything. So God, for to God be the glory. El verso 5 dice, "Sí, porque separados de mí, nada podéis hacer. Pero si nos agarramos de él, todo podemos hacer." Y es lo que estamos haciendo ahorita. Y lo estoy viendo con la familia mía, pero con toda la gente que está viniendo. I'm seeing this with my family, but with everyone that's coming in, that, you know, the love that we're showing to them, God, you know, they're seeing God's love. So to God be the glory. Estamos viendo con la gente que viene el amor que Dios nos está, les estamos dando el amor de Dios, y para todo, para la gloria de Dios. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Gracias, hermano Miguel. Brother Miguel, thank you. Thank you for that tremendous testimony, por ese testimonio. And every, when Brother Miguel was sharing this with me last night, I was getting excited just listening to all the great things taking place with his family. Anoche, cuando el hermano Miguel me estaba platicando todo esto, me estaba emocionando nomás en escuchar las cosas que están pasando en la familia del hermano Miguel. And I want to say that God is preparing the rest of our families, everybody. Yo quiero decir que el Señor está preparando al resto de nuestras familias. Ustedes que están en esta llamada, those of you that are on this call, and many people in our church, mucha gente en nuestra iglesia, el Señor está preparando nuestras familias. The Lord is preparing our families. And we're running out of time here, but I just want to say, oh, and last night, my sister-in-law Marisol came to church on a Wednesday night. Anoche, mi cuñada Marisol vino desde Anaheim, y vino anoche, que fue miércoles, el servicio de anoche, y el Señor está preparándola a ella y sus muchachos, mis sobrinos y mi hermano, my nephews, my niece, and my brother. God is doing a work in all of our families. Amen y amen. Amen and amen. I really don't have much breath left, everybody. No tengo mucho aire que dar ahorita. Nos estamos, the Lord, I know there's several folks in church that got sick this week. My varios en la iglesia que se enfermaron esta semana. Por favor, sigan orando por ellos. Please continue to pray for those folks that are sick and getting better this week. All right, everybody. With that said, we want to remind you, we are planning on having our Saturday morning evangelism. We hope to be at full strength Saturday morning. Tenemos planes de tener nuestro evangelismo el sábado en la mañana a las 11. tenemos, esperamos tener toda nuestra fuerza en ese entonces a las 11 de la mañana. And between now and then, continue to pray. Desde ese entonces, thank you, Sister Sanders, just sending the text message. That's very encouraging. Gracias, hermana Sanders, por ese mensaje. Gracias, gracias. Vamos a seguir orando, hermanos. Let us be praying for our pastor. I don't know if they're, they might be back in town now, but let's continue to pray for our pastor Clark and Sister Clark. Vamos a seguir orando por nuestro pastor y nuestra hermana Clark y por toda nuestra iglesia. Amen and amen. Con eso dicho, Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Con eso dicho, Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.